It is now the final segment of today's show, just like they say in the movie 2012, I wish we had more time, with Pastor Lindsay Williams. Now, Lindsay, I don't know if there's anything you want to... you know how sometimes in movies a character will go into a church, and they'll go into the confession chamber or whatever to confess their sins and what have you. I wonder if there's anything you'd like to share with me or with the audience or anything like that personally about you that kind of, I don't know, something that maybe people just really don't know or something that explains a little bit more about you. I'm not sure what I'm asking for here, but I'm not sure if you know what I mean either.
Well, Benny, I do. I definitely understand what you're saying. Yes, there is something I'd like to share. You know, I feel so honored that God would allow me by his providence to have lived with these people years ago for 3 years. I did not go to Alaska for the purpose of being on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I went there to be a missionary. And I'd been flying airplanes for years, had worked with missionaries in the Bahamas and West Indies while I was a pastor in Florida. And when I went to Alaska, I went there solely for the purpose of helping people. And then when the pipeline came along, I saw another opportunity to help people and to win people to Christ. And when I went to the pipeline, I did not look for what I found. But you know, when I look back over these years, I am so thankful that God allowed me by his providence to be put in a position that I never sought after, never wanted, and to be allowed this for the privilege of being on your show today and others just like you, because I'm able to tell the American people things that will save them heartache. Right now, every person in your listening audience realizes that we have no shortage of crude oil, that we could have gasoline at 60 cents a gallon again, that we can have back our great American dream again. You realize that our State Department has so perverted and has been so overtaken by the elite that they are overthrowing nations in the Middle East for the purpose of getting the price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. And it should enrage you when you go to the voting booth in November and you want to do something about it. Knowing these facts and issues, then you can take action. Now, I want to make two possible predictions. In light of what you've just said, you'd like me to tell some personal things. I would like every person out there to keep a very close eye on what happens in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is under the gun of the elite at this point because they wanted to get the price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. And I predict that you're going to begin to see discord and confusion and some civil unrest internally in Saudi Arabia. And it is all created through our own State Department. It is an atrocity. And when you view retired General Wesley Clark's on YouTube and see that it's the same thing that the elite told me a few years ago, you will realize that we have taken on as a nation to go and overthrow other nations. You know, if any other nation in the world came to America and said, the president's got to go. You can't do this any longer. We're going to take your nation over. We would raise the roof. But yet we go and do those things in other countries. So I consider it such a privilege that God allowed me to know these things years ago so that I can help the American people to know it. Now, Benny, so that all of the story can be told, the rest of the story really, everyone who would like to know intricate details and minute things about the elite and understand them, you know, there's only one way that we can overcome these people. And they can be overcome, by the way. We can have back the great American dream. I'm not giving up by any stretch of the imagination. These people are going to lose. But the only way you're going to be able to do it is if you understand their thought patterns and their mindset. And I have just produced, a few weeks ago, a 3.5-hour DVD series. There are 3 DVDs in the series. It's entitled Secrets of the Elite. No one has ever told these things before. I learned them because I lived with them and because I've had contact with them for 35 years, and I dared to tell it. Secrets of the Elite is everything that you will need to know about these people, to know their mindset, their thought patterns, their buzzwords, to be able to interpret what they're seeing through the films that come out of Hollywood. And all of this will help you so much. And because so much has happened in the Middle East, and oil prices just beginning to go up again, I produced only a few days ago a CD, which we are giving with the Secrets of the Elite DVD series. Whenever you order it, you will get the CD with it. It's an hour and 12 minutes long, and I bring you up to date as to right now, today, as to what the Elite told me recently when they said, Chaplain, you need to do these particular things in your own life for the protection of your household, your wife, and your children. And they said, Chaplain, we're just advising you to do this. And I have passed on to you what they have advised me for the safety of my own family in light of what they're doing and what's taking place in the world. So, Vinny, you might call it maybe a confessional. I don't know how we'd like to say it. But I feel so honored to be on your show today and to have been allowed, and I say allowed, because there's no way in this world that, I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy. I put on my britches like you do every morning. There's nothing special about me. It's just that by the providence of God, I happen to be in the right place by His design to know these things and to be able to pass them on to listening audiences like we have on American Freedom Radio today and your program, Denny. And I am so thankful that you would allow me to go into some different things today that normally talk show hosts don't allow me to go into, so that I could kind of express some of my heart. And I've tried to do just that in the course of your show today, Vinny.
Well, you know, Lindsay, this is what I do for everybody. And I also want to know if you want to go on other talk shows, because I've got about maybe a dozen fellow radio show hosts of friends, and we formed the Vinny Eastwood Radio Alliance. So with your permission, I'd like to pass your details on to them so that you could go on their shows as well, if you'd be willing.
Vinny, I would welcome the opportunity. I will go on any show. I will speak anywhere in order to be able to get the truth out. So those of you who are listening today to Vinny's program, please listen every day. I heard him suggest this earlier, and I know some of the other guests that he has on his show. You listen every day. Get the very latest of what's happening in the last 24 hours. Now, please jot down the following number for me, if you will. Our toll-free number, if you wish to get Secrets of the Elite along with the CD, which you can play in your automobile as you drive down the road, which we're giving you because I had to update it even after we produced it a few weeks ago. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to the fulfillment house that handles my materials, and it's prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 888-799-6111. Just produced Secrets of the Elite 3.5-hour DVD that you watch on your television in your home, and an hour and 12 minute CD that brings you right up to date of what's happening. And Vinny, any of your talk show host friends, I would welcome the opportunity to tell the truth in order to be able to turn America around and at the same time inform people of things that will save them great heartache. You don't have to lose sleep at night, but you need to know the issues. There's no need to look behind bushes and watch for black helicopters. I sleep quite well. I travel and don't worry about it. If you know the issues, you can sleep well at night. And that's where Vinny Eastwood's show comes in, and that's where, by the providence of God, I've had the opportunity to try to be able to help you know the facts. So, yes, Vinny, I would appreciate the opportunity to be on any shows that you want to recommend me to.
All right. I'm going to pass you around like my mates like a bag of Oreos then. And also, speaking of allowing you something to do that you like very much, being a pastor and what have you, we only have about maybe a minute left in the show, so if you'd like to close it off with some description of prayer or well wishes for all the listeners and stuff out there, go for your life.
Vinny, I would love to. You are, I like you better by the show. You are so kind. You know, all these things I've said today, don't allow them to frighten you. One of the things that the elite want to do is instill fear in you, because fear shuts down the mind and makes people a vegetable. Don't do that. Don't ever fear. If your house is built on a solid rock, you have nothing to be afraid of. You know, all the things I've said today, do one thing first, if you will, please. Know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Be sure that the Bible is your guide. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in what you do. And whenever your house is on a solid rock, you can stand every storm that comes your way. And the floods cannot bother that house if it's solid on the rock of Christ Jesus. So I would welcome the opportunity to pray in closing the program today. Our Father, which art in heaven, we ask for leading and guiding the heart of every person, Benny Eastwood as the talk show host, and every person listening today on American Freedom Network. I pray that you will give them guidance in their lives, that they can be victorious. We ask that you would help to turn this nation around again to the principles of which our founding fathers founded. And we commit to you all of these things, guiding these people so that they need not fear. And we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in.